Many professionals are finding themselves in an uncomfortable work environment as of late, called home. Before you rejoice at the idea of working remote for your company, prepare by reorganizing physical and mental space. Yes, the thought of working from home in your pajamas with no commute or boss charging into your office unannounced may sound appealing, but working remotely can also come with many challenges. If you have other people living in your home, it can be a constant struggle to focus your attention on the task at hand and protect your office boundaries. There are also many more temptations you will encounter at home versus at work, like hitting the snooze button too many times, multitasking your day with personal appointments or tasks, or even overworking because you never actually are able to leave your work when it's sitting conveniently in your home. The pitch challenge today, whether working remotely from home is new for you or something you have been doing for a long time, it never hurts to refresh on how to reorganize at home to work more effectively. Start by creating a space where you will do your work. Ideally, have an office in your home where you can close a door to shut out distractions and other people. But if not, then designate a consistent space in your home where you can set up your temporary desk and, most importantly, break it down when you are done. This may be a kitchen island or a dining room table. It should not be your bed or any area in a room where there is a lot of people traffic. Next, create an at-home routine for work. Sure, you don't have a commute now, and although that's a good thing, you will still need some transitional activity that signals to your brain that it's time to start work. For some, that might be taking a dog on a walk first, or working out at a gym, or taking a yoga class. For others, it might be going to the coffee shop for your favorite brew, or spending some time meditating in a creative space. Be sure to check in and check out with your manager or boss by email or text message to feel connected and to let him or her know you are present and working. Most importantly, be sure to take breaks throughout the day, just as you would if you were in an office setting, to avoid burnout. At an office, you would have tons of interruptions and water cooler talk to break up your day. Working from home, you'll probably find that you are more productive but exhausted. So take the conference call during a walk in the park. I try to take an hour power walk in Central Park each day to clear out my emails. I find that when I'm in motion, I'm less stressed and more to the point with my responses. Plus, I burn 200 calories while doing it. Experiment with what works for you, but recognize that working remotely is different for everyone. The key is to have clear boundaries of when your work begins and when it ends, so both your personal and professional lives are not compromised.